The Southern Baptist Convention, meeting in Orlando, Florida, today approved a revised faith and message statement. First written back in 1925, the statement outlined Southern Baptist belief. Convention leaders said revisions were necessary because of changes in the culture. The new statement addresses such issues as the role of women in the church and homosexuality. It also places new emphasis on the authority of the Bible. NPR's Lynn Neary has a report.
The new statement calls on Southern Baptists to oppose homosexuality and pornography. It also emphasizes the need to work against racism. And it says that women are not qualified to serve as pastors in the church. And while much attention in the media has focused on the issue of women pastors, today's debate centered around the issue of biblical authority. Adrian Rogers, who chaired the committee which developed the new statement, said the Bible is the final justification for everything in the statement.
We are a people of the book who recognize no other authority for faith and practice but God's Word. Thus, we receive and affirm those doctrines revealed in the Bible, and we are unembarrassed to take our stand upon the solid rock of biblical authority.
But some moderate Baptists tried to persuade the convention to keep the language in the 1963 version of the statement, which says Jesus is the main interpreter of the Bible. They argue that total reliance on biblical authority undermines the autonomy of the individual as well as the congregation, which they say is antithetical to Baptists. Bruce Prescott, a member of the First Baptist Church in Norman, Oklahoma, believes the action taken by the convention today eliminates a Southern Baptist right to interpret the Bible, and he says it takes away a crucial distinction between Christians and people of other faiths which rely on a sacred book.
Hebrews have got inspired writing. Quran is a Muslim-inspired writing. You've got Science and Faith, the Key to Scriptures from Mary Baker Eddy. Everybody's got an inspired writing that they think is divine revelation. What is unique to Christianity is that we believe that Jesus is God's revelation of himself. Jesus is the divine revelation for us. They took that out. They said that the Bible is the revelation. In effect, what they're saying is you have to put your faith in the Bible first.
At a news conference following the debate, Adrian Rogers said such arguments are an attempt to set Jesus against the Bible.
The Bible and Jesus are not absolutely synonymous, but they are certainly inseparable. And there are those who would like to drive a wedge and put human autonomy and subjectivity over above the authority and inerrancy of the Word of God.
The differences that emerged over the issue of biblical authority highlight tensions between moderate and conservative Southern Baptists. And while the revisions to the faith and message statement were overwhelmingly approved by the convention today, convention leaders emphasized that no congregation is obliged to adopt the document as their own. But Tony Waddell of Pulaski Heights Baptist Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, says there will be pressure to follow the main church line.
This statement sends a clear message to local churches and to states to say, if you don't walk lockstep with us, then you are not participating with us as Southern Baptists. And until we reach the conclusion that we don't all have to walk exactly the same, we all don't have to think exactly the same, we're not being Baptist.
Some Southern Baptist congregations have already disassociated themselves from the Southern Baptist Convention. Dissenters at today's meeting predicted that the approval of the new faith and message statement will drive more churches away from the convention. But convention leaders say they are confident the majority of Southern Baptists are happy the way things are. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Orlando.